This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are few things more typically American in the imagination than cattle and cowboys. There's romance involved and a sense of history, money to be made as well. Cattle ranching is actually a going concern in the western part of this country, but it looks a whole lot different than it did even 20 or 30 years ago. The demands of a successful cattle business have changed educationally and generationally. Marketplace's Andy Euler went down to Texas to get the story for us.
When you lock into the Hills Prairie Livestock Auction in Bastrop, Texas, you see a lot of young cattle getting ready for the feedlot. The auction is held every Wednesday at noon adjacent to the cattle pens. It feels a little bit like a miniature rodeo. Cattlemen sit in the balcony and watch the steers waltz back and forth on the stage. When Clint McDonald isn't auctioning off the cattle, he's out in the hall checking the futures market.
This is the board. The cattle futures board, and that's what everybody's looking at. And when the board goes down, the cattle go down.
It's easy to forget that for all the belt buckles, boots, and cowboy hats, these men and women are commodities traders. Jared Milton's family has owned about 800 acres in Bastrop County since the First World War. He's been working cattle on the land for more than 40 years and says some of the time it feels like you're in Las Vegas.
You can take a $20,000 risk and turn it to a $2,000 risk. You know, you can afford to play the game a little bit. I caught several of the market turns and you know, made some money every now and paid for the truck and that sort of thing. It was a lot of fun. But it's not something that works all the time. You know, you really got to be a student of the market.
A student of the market and a student of many other things. At least that's what Jeff Guider would argue. Guider is director of the Institute of Ranch Management at Texas Christian University. His students study soil and water conservation, ranch finance. There's even a class on marketing livestock and meat.
It's how to blend the economical and ecological aspects of land stewardship, not just in ranching but farming, but in managing all natural resources.
Guider says a lot of his students come from farm and ranching families, but more and more are new to the industry. They're treating it like business school. He thinks that's a good thing, because again, at the Hills Prairie Auction, you're going to see a lot of young cattle and a lot of old men.
Most of the people on these farms and ranches are, you know, in their 50s, 60s, 70s. There's a huge void of people that are going to come in and operate and take over those businesses. It's an absolute statement to the industry of where we are today. There's very little middle ground, if you will. There's young people and there's old people.
The auction's got at least one example of age disparity in the form of Shelley Crenshaw and her young granddaughter.
Pretty much every Wednesday we come and hang out, eat lunch, and watch the cows go through. And my granddaughter loves to come.
Crenshaw's not in the cattle business. She's got what she calls a one-cow operation. She found a calf on her 5 acres in Bastrop that had lost its mother, and she decided to take care of it.
If you would have asked me 10 years ago, a city girl like me, bottle feeding baby calves, I would have told you were crazy.
Will Crenshaw's granddaughter catch the bug and want to get into the cattle business? There's no telling. Jared Milton doesn't have grandkids to leave his ranch to. He never got married. He's 65, but says he's not ready to sell off the land just yet.
You know, why would I go and try to make more money and give this up when all I have to do is stay here and work it, and I have this, and why would I work except to come back out here? You know, in a way, that's what makes America work, is the chance that every now and then you can really make some money if you're doing something.
Nowadays in the cattle business, doing something still means getting out there to dig post holes and mend fences. But it also means pulling out your phone to check the latest cattle futures and beef prices. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.